AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to look back at the weekend sport with Off the Ball's Cathal Mullany. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So let's start with the Premier League and I suppose the last match of the weekend, which was Aston Villa United, and again, United come off second best.
Yeah, 2-1 win for Aston Villa. Villa going really well, Pat, at the moment. They've won 10 matches now on the spin in all competitions. They're within 3 points of the Premier League leaders, Arsenal. They're in a great vein of form after a difficult start to the season. From a Manchester United point of view, I thought they played okay, actually, for long spells in that game at Villa Park. It's a ground of which a lot of teams have struggled this season.
I was listening to the commentary on Off the Ball and, you know, they were saying, I wish the first half was even longer. It's so entertaining.
Yeah, it was good stuff. The real disappointment for United, aside from the result, obviously, was an injury for Bruno Fernandes. Didn't re-emerge after half-time, which will be a big concern for them. We're not quite sure just yet what the extent of that injury is, but particularly given that
whether it's a hamstring or whatever.
Yeah, it looked like a muscle injury, I think, what they're saying, a tissue injury. So they'll hope that that's not too serious, particularly at this time of year when it's so busy with all the different fixtures that are happening. Aston Villa have a couple of tough games coming now. They play Chelsea and Arsenal, both away from home before the turn of the year, so there'll be two real tests for them of their potential title credentials. If we look elsewhere then, Pat, at the weekend, some news this morning emerging that Alexander Isak, the Liverpool forward, may have broken his leg in the match against Tottenham at the weekend. He scored his goal and then he was challenged by Mickey van de Ven, and it looks like it's a serious injury at least. Liverpool are awaiting the result of scans there, whether it's a bad fracture or whether he might be out for a little bit less than they had anticipated. But either way, any way you look at it, a fractured leg isn't good. So it looks like months rather than weeks on the sidelines.
Every other match kind of went to form, maybe not convincingly. I mean, Arsenal did win, but...
Yeah, they're still clear at the top. I think Arsenal inevitably were going to fall off a little bit in terms of their performances, but they're still managing to eke out the results. Everton have been decent this season under David Moyes. They are a difficult team to play against, but Arsenal, with that penalty from Gyökeres, winning by a goal to nil away from home.
And a good result for Brentford as well. So
things going well for Keith Andrews.
For Keith. Okay, let's talk rugby then. And the URC carries on.
Yeah, and Leinster and Ulster played out a really good game on Friday night at the Aviva Stadium, where Leinster just about got the job done. They won by 4 in the end, 24-20. But I think Ulster will feel a little bit hard done by that. They didn't come away with more from that match. They led
it was a yellow card
stages.
For them at the end. Yeah. You know, which...
And I think the real difference between them, Pat, was the bench strength that Leinster have and the depth of their squad. When you look at Dan Sheehan coming off the bench, Tadhg Furlong as well, and that helped them to victory. But Ulster have been very good so far this season. They've got 4 wins from 6 in the URC, and they're going well in the Challenge Cup as well. Leinster starting to find a little bit of form, probably not haven't hit the heights that we've seen from them in recent seasons just yet, but they are still trending in the right direction. Munster beat Ospreys by 26 points to 10, and a worryingly poor display by Connacht away to the Dragons. They lost by 20 points, 48-28. Quite a beating there for Connacht, and worrying signs for Stuart Lancaster, still in an early part of his tenure out west.
Now, what about the darts? I mean, it's not a sport that I'm totally
you haven't bought
fascinated
into it
by. No, I haven't. I don't watch it at all. Yeah. I'm told, I think, did you tell me last week I should watch it for the atmosphere?
Yes, I would certainly be an advocate for the World Darts Championship, Pat, but it's been pretty good stuff so far. Luke Littler as the star attraction, the 18-year-old, he's through to the third round after Christmas. He beat David Davies last night by 3-0. Disappointment for Keen Barry from Meath, who lost out to Martin Schindler. The real story over the weekend was the amount of big-name players that made their exit, Pat, over the weekend. Gerwyn Price, a former champion, hammered last night by Wesley Plaisier by 3-0. Dave Chisnell, Chris Dobie and Michael Smith also knocked out over the weekend. The big game tonight is Luke Humphreys, former winner, beaten finalist last year. He plays Paul Lim in the evening session.
Will they take any time off over Christmas?
Yeah, they do. They take a little bit of a break over the coming days, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day, and then they'll be back at it again on the 27th.
Now, GAA News and the club hurling.
Yes, the club hurling semi-finals yesterday. Loughrea manager Tommy Kelly left impressed by his team's performance but disappointed with a late red card for Cullen Killeen, their midfielder, in their comprehensive win over Schlochneil of Derry. It finished 2-22 to 15 points in favour of the Galway champions. So they're safely through, a first final for them in almost 20 years. And they'll play Ballygunner in the decider after Christmas. Ballygunner, the Waterford champions, have been very good in Munster over the last decade or so, and they beat St Martins of Wexford yesterday by 19 points to 10. Ballygunner will probably be slight favourites heading into the final, which takes place in mid-January at Croke Park, but Loughrea will fancy it too, and it looks like they'll appeal that red card as well over the coming weeks to see if Cullen Killeen can be available to play in that final in mid-January.
Colin Mullaney from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.